One reason for the big death toll from the tsunami is that many people had no warning. Countries in the region are not part of an international warning system to alert people about the deadly waves. Day-to-Day's Eric Weiner has more on that part of the story.
One survivor after another told the same story. The giant killer waves came out of nowhere with no warning. In fact, U.S. scientists in Alaska and Hawaii knew about the tsunami and had tried frantically to warn nations in its path. But India and Sri Lanka, two of the hardest-hit nations, are not members of the International Tsunami Warning System, established in 1965. The warning system works like this. After a major underwater earthquake, like the one that took place off the Indonesian coast yesterday, geologists analyze data from several seismic centers. They then calculate how and where a tsunami might form. Warnings are then sent to countries in the path of the tsunami, including information estimates, really, about how fast the waves are traveling and when they might make landfall. Paul Whitmore is chief scientist for the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration's Tsunami Warning Center in Palmer, Alaska. He says they also try to instill a healthy fear of these killer waves.
One of the functions we provide here is to keep the bug in people's ear that if there is a tsunami or if there is a large earthquake that they feel along the coast, they need to evacuate themselves and head to high ground.
The Japanese, for instance, react instantly to news of an underwater earthquake, bracing for a possible tsunami. Historically, that's not been the case for people living in the Indian Ocean region. That's because tsunamis happen much less frequently, on average once every 700 years or so, compared to perhaps once a decade in the Pacific. An early warning system is by no means foolproof. Tsunami waves move so quickly, as fast as a commercial airliner, that sometimes there's no time to react. Indonesia, for instance, is a member of the warning system, but it was so close to the epicenter of the earthquake that the tsunami struck within minutes before people had time to head for higher ground. Bill McGuire, a professor at London's University College, says that's not the case for countries farther from the epicenter, countries like India and Sri Lanka. Had a warning system existed in these countries, he says, thousands of lives would have been saved.
The death toll would have been hugely lower, yes. I mean, the majority of deaths so far have resulted from tsunamis hitting countries that are maybe hours away from the actual earthquake itself. So if we'd had a warning system set up in the Indian Ocean, the death toll would have been dramatically reduced. There's no doubt about that.
McGuire says the massive destruction wrought by yesterday's tsunami shows that the world now needs a global warning system.
They're infrequent, but these things will happen time and time again. They may be separated by several decades or even a number of centuries, but they will happen again.
For Day to Day, I'm Eric Weiner.